You're listening to Vatican Radio. I'm Linda Bordoni. Pope Francis has been awarded the International Charlemagne Prize of Aachen, the oldest and best-known prize awarded for work done in the service of European unification. The announcement was made on Wednesday in the city of Aachen. The Pope will physically receive the award at a date still to be set here in Rome. A communique by the prize committee explains its choice, saying that Pope Francis has sent a message of hope and encouragement at a time in which many citizens in Europe are seeking orientation. He is a witness, it continues, for a community based on values which include a sense of humanity, the protection of resources, and dialogue between cultures and religions. The committee also mentions that in recent years Europe has experienced great weaknesses, crises and setbacks that have seriously pushed back all the achievements of the European process of integration. To all this, it concludes, Pope Francis opposes a message of hope. And describing the Pope's message as a wake-up call for the continent, the communique quotes some of the Pope's words as he addressed the European Parliament in November last year when he said, "The time has come for us to abandon the idea of a Europe which is fearful and self-absorbed."
È giunto il momento di abbandonare l'idea di un'Europa impaurita e piegata su se stessa.
The time has come to work together in building a Europe which revolves not around the economy, but around the sacredness of the human person, around inalienable values. Previous winners of the International Charlemagne Prize, which is named for the Franconian king, revered by his contemporaries as the father of Europe, include Saint Pope John Paul II, who received a special edition of the award in 2004, Czech dissident and statesman Václav Havel, and Brother Roger, founder of the Ecumenical Community of Tezé. I'm Linda Bordoni.